Chodesh Shvat, Thursday, the 2nd of January, Rabbi David Dillner, Rosh Chodesh.
Good morning, good Chodesh. Yeah, we decided the Indian should be Dovah B'Itrei Ma'atoiv, something in its right time, how good it is, so we'll speak about in the early Rosh Chodesh. There is a siman in Shulchan Aruch, and there are only five words in it, one old siman. And let me please read it out. It says, Misiman Tov Yudates, Mitzvah Leharbois B'Seudas Rish Chodesh. There's a mitzvah to be Marbe in Seudas Rish Chodesh. One whole Siman. That's the end of the Siman. Halacha Shulchan Aruch. It's very interesting that concerning Rish Chodesh, more than that, that's written in Shulchan Aruch, but if you say B'Shegesh Avoida, it's written that one should have a malbush choshev b'reish chodesh. One should wear a malbush choshev, different clothing, at least one piece of clothing different on reish chodesh. And it says, simonech, the simon is, it says in the posuk, chomeish chalifais smolais. It says chomeish stands for chodesh, moed, and Shabbos. Change your clothing. In the Maaser Rav from the Gaon, it's written that the Gaon used to wear lichved Rish Chodesh Koiva Shabbos. He would wear his Shabbos hat for Rish Chodesh. So we see the value, the importance of Rish Chodesh. Now the source of a Suda on Rish Chodesh, to have a special Suda of Rish Chodesh, is Yerushalmi. And the Mishnah Berurah writes the following, Mitzvah Leharbis. Even though basically the Iker Chiyuv, Einei Mechayiv Lechayin Devorim Hatzaunim Bikis Amazon, you don't have to wash for your Sudas Rish Chodesh. V'yochei Lotzis, and you can fulfill it, B'shorei Devorim, with other types of food. Mikol Mokayim, Hamoitzi Al Sudas Rish Chodesh V'oichel V'shaisa, but somebody who does go and have a proper Seuda on Rish Chodesh, Hareze Meshubach, he is praiseworthy. So, you know, it's not just a Maaser, a Mishnah Berurah. Because we are Paiske B'Shem HaMedrash, even more than that, a Mishnah Berurah writes down, he brings a Medrash. Kol Mezeinos of Shel Adam, all one's income is Ketsuvin Loi Me Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. Our income is fixed from one Rosh Hashanah to the next. Chutz, except for Mashemaisi b'Shabbosis v'Yomim Tovim, where one spends on Shabbos and Yom Tov, v'Roshi Chadoshim v'Chol HaMoed, and where one spends for Rish Chodesh. So it seems to be that it can even be costly to make this Seudas Rish Chodesh, and it's worthwhile, because what one spends for Seudas Rish Chodesh, that is not deducted from the amount of income that we're going to have for the year. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, and let me just add to that about Suda on Rish Chodesh. You know that Indian of a Suda on Rish Chodesh is in the Kavachayim quotes B'Shem the Yavetz. So when we go home this morning for breakfast, we'll know it. Gam leNoshim Shaleim leHarbis B'Sudas Rish Chodeshim. For women also should be Marv B'Sudas Rish Chodeshim. And not only that, the stipler, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha, the father of Reb Chaim, he used to, on every Rish Chodesh, drink a bit of wine and give to all his family, all his Bnei Bayis, he would give them wine, even to the Noshim, and he'd say, Lichvayd Rish Chodesh. So, we see that it's quite something, this Seudas Rish Chodesh. The Mishmur continues and writes the following. B'Seudas Rish Chodesh, Nira, the ma'ar she'mar be'bisu'udo b'yoyim, l'chvayid Rish Chodesh, die. It's enough to have a su'udah only by day, v'ein tzorich l'harbis gam b'layla. And one doesn't need to also have a su'udah by night. So we don't have last night and today. No, a su'udah is good enough by day. What I would like to discuss is much more from the Mishnah Berurah, that yeah, you can have a su'udah by night, su'udah by day, but the main su'udah, the Suda Be'emes, the Ikka Mitzvah is by day to have a Seudas Rish Chodesh. Can one be Yoitza with a Seuda at night for Rish Chodesh? Or must it be by day? Can we fulfill it? If you had last night a suda, would that suffice? Or can it be by day? Can it be by night? Both. If there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Ayin. Where the Gemara is talking about a Ben Seir and Moira, as we all know, Ben Seir and Moira, when he's become a Ben Seir and Moira, if he eats a certain amount of meat, a certain amount of wine, that makes him into a Ben Seir and Moira. The Gemara says, she says, that where you eat at a Seudas Mitzvah, then there is no din of Ben Seir and Moira. So if the child eats at the Seudas Mitzvah, he won't become a Ben Seir and Moira. And the Gemara says the following, that the Seuda Kishakovu by Ibu HaChodesh, the Seuda, when they decided, the basin used to decide, that this month should be Mu'beres, now it was Kishkodesh, should be a 30-day month, not a 29-day month, and they were Kaveh, it's going to be Kishkodesh the next evening, is they used to make a Seuda, and if he joins in, a child joins in at that Seuda, and drinks meat, and drinks wine, and eats meat, he won't become a Ben Seir Umayr over it. So the Gemara asks there, Akasha, what do you mean, of that Seuda, the Gemara says, you don't have Basar V'yayin. There's a bit of food, but there was no Basar V'yayin. So the Gemara says, the Iwaske, he joined in this Seuda, and he brought in meat and wine, and it doesn't matter, it's still, as Rashi learns and the Gemara, it's still considered a Seudas Mitzvah, even though it's not necessary for that Seuda, and that it's good enough. So the Aruch Lanei there asks Akasha, what's the Gemara's problem that he brought in Basar V'yayin, and that's not part of the Seudas Rish Chodesh? What's the problem with it? It's not part of the Seudas Ibur, as Ibur Chodesh, we don't have Basar V'yayin. But there will still be the mitzvah of Seuda at Seudas Rish Chodesh. Forget about the fact that they now decided to make Ibur HaChodesh. And for the decision of making the month of Mu'beres, you have an extra Seuda. But forget about, and that Seuda does not need Basar V'yayin, but at the same time, tonight is Rish Chodesh. And therefore, if this child brought in Basar V'yayin, he should automatically be fulfilling his Seudas Mitzvah of Rish Chodesh. Says the Aruch Lanei, that from here we see that there's no Seudas Rish Chodesh at night. As he says there, that Mitzvah La'av is Imkei Eichsal Kedatoch. What's the Havamin of the Gemara reading out the Lashon of the Aruch Lanei? D'lo Yechoshev Seudas Mitzvah B'mad Asim Basar V'yayin B'kach Shelo Ochal Seuda Ibur. He didn't eat a Seudas Ibur, but because Mokim came Ochal Seudas Mitzvah Rish Chodesh. So he says that the Efshaloima, perhaps we can say, the Seudas Rish Chodesh Elokeim Rak Kishasa Bayoy. The Seudas Rish Chodesh, we don't fulfill our obligation only when we do it by day. Kemoi Seudas Purim is only by day. Dogam HaChodesh, and these are the words that Leitish tells us, Dogam HaChodesh Ein Mekachin El Bayoy. It is the only Kiddush B'Chodesh by day, and therefore the Seuda is only by day. Given the Seuda Zuhayse Belayla, and the Seuda of Ibur HaChodesh was made at night, you can't fulfill your Seudas HaChodesh with that. So the Seuda has to be by day, today, and what we had last night, won't go into Seudas HaChodesh. But I'd like to just understand a bit what it means that you can't have your Seuda last night for HaChodesh. Why? Because Ein Mekadshin Ela B'Yoyim. Because you can only be Mekadish the Chodesh by day. What is this din of Ein Mekadshin the Chodesh Ela B'Yoyim? That is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that when the Eidim would come along to fix the month, to tell us about the new moon, there was a halacha, they came along to Beis Din, and Beis Din could only do it by day. Beis Din weren't allowed to do it by night. Why not? Says the Gemara that Chafeim at Beis, because it says in the pasuk, "Ki choik leYisraelu mishpat lekeyake." Fixing the chodesh is a choik leYisrael mishpat. Mishpat. Mishpat is the word used by Dine Mamonis. Mishpat lekeyake. So the Gemara says, "Why is Ibur HaChodesh? What's the pasuk telling us that fixing the calendar month is a mishpat. Says the Gemara to tell us, like ma mishpat b'yoyim dinei mamayinus, basically can only sit by day, so the fixing of the month can only be done by day. Very nice. So says the Orchoner, because basically can only fix it by day, can't make a decision at night, therefore you can't have your suda at night. But it's Rish Kodesh at night also. What's one got to do with the other? How do you fix it? Dinim of the basin can only be by day. Why does that cause it that therefore you don't have your suda by night? That's the kasha. Let me please share with you another kasha. A kasha asked by Rabbi Simcha of Tvinsk, the Reis Sameach, and he uses a very strong lashon on this kasha. In the Siman Tovkov base, also in Hilkos Reish Kodesh, it says the following: Arvis, Shacharis, Mincha, we daven mispalel in Yud Ches Brochus, as we do, daven the 18 Brochus, V'oimer Yale V'yovoi B'Ritzei, and we say Yale V'yovoi in Ritzei. V'imloi Omroi B'Arvis, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you forgot it at Mariv, Ein Magzirin Oisoi, we don't need to repeat the Amidah if we forget Yale V'yovoi in Mariv. Continues the Mechaber, Bein Sheresh Chodesh Yoyim Echad, whether Resh Chodesh is one day, Bein Shem Beis Yomim, whether it's 2 days in Mariv, if we forget Yale V'yovoi, we don't need to repeat. Mipnei She'ein Mekadshin as a Chodesh B'lai. Because we're not Mekadosh Chodesh B'layla, so we don't need to repeat. In Tosfos in Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, he quotes, there's some people who hold that only the first night you don't repeat. But if there's 2 nights in Resh Chodesh, since it's definitely Resh Chodesh already, then you do repeat. But he says, no, I don't want to make a difference. The Beis Yosef brings down that think of those who hold, you've got to repeat if you forget the second night. Says the Reis Sameach, Me'oidi, from when I came to my sense, Hoyoli Kosha, I had a big kasha. I had a big kasha, says the Reis Sameach. What's his kasha? His kasha is as following. The din is that to fix the month, the Eidim have to come to Beis Din. They say they saw the new moon. The Rosh Beis Din says Mekudesh. Klal Yisrael say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. And that establishes that. And that can only be done by day. Now where it is a month that's Me'ubah, and the new month only starts on day 31, that's Resh Chodesh. It doesn't start with day 30. Then the din is we paskin that Beis Din don't need to say Mekudesh, because Kaval Kichu Shemayim. If the month is Meuberes, then Shemayim is Mekadesh. Therefore, ask the Sameach. I don't know what age group he calls himself Meoidi, whether from his Bar Mitzvah was, I don't know. But in any case, he asks the following question. I don't understand why when there's 2 days Resh Chodesh, should you not repeat Mishmaret Esra if you forget Yad of Yahweh at Mariv? Because the only reason why we don't repeat at Mariv, because Ein Beis Din Mekadshin HaKodesh B'Layla. But where we are starting the month on day 31, then it's got nothing to do with Beis Din. Kichu Shemayim. Well, in Shemayim there's no din Mishpat Kesiv Bey. So therefore it's already got the Kedusha by night. And it's got the Kedusha by night, then why don't we have to repeat the Shemayna Esra if we forget Yale V'yovoi when on the second night Resh Chodesh? That is his question. Since we don't be Mekadeshit, Shemayim does it, it should already be at night. Here is the kasha of the Reis Sameach. What's a kasha? Let me share with you another kasha. A kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Kivegi Zakasha, in Shulchan Aruch, the Mogen Avraham brings down a din that we all know and we all see every month. B'Shabbos Shelifnei Resh Chodesh, the Shabbos before Resh Chodesh, that was the past Shabbos, Mevorkin HaChodesh. We say the Yirotzayin, Yishazon Nisim, Kadosheyu. Mevarkin Achaydish. Then he says, because of the Sefer Yireyim, example of Belozer mitzvah, the Sefer Yireyim, the Ein Ze Kiddush based in, this is not a Kiddush based in, Elo Shemidin La'ayla Mosarish Kiddush. We are not being Mekadish the Kiddush. We have a fixed calendar established in Lashani all the way back. We have a fixed calendar, and it's not that we are fixing the month. So when the person who's Mekadish of many places, the Rav says the Kiddush mentioned, it's not because he's being Mekadish the Kiddush. This is only in order to remind all of us that it's going to be a Kiddush in the coming week. Fair enough. Continues the Mogen Avraham. When we call Mokim, in spite of that, Nagu la'amoid b'shas amigas k'shkeidish b'yayi plaini. The meaning is to stand when we say k'shkeidish will be b'yayi plaini. One stands up at that time. Dugmas kiddish hakeidish, similar to kiddish hakeidish, shehayom umud, that was done standing. Says Rebbe Kiva Eger on this Shulchan Aruch. Kiva Eger, he asks, he doesn't understand this halacha at all. He says that Bar Onoichi V'lo Yedati, a strong language. Heichon Motzinu, where do we find the Kiddush HaChodesh Hoyom Omud? The Kiddush HaChodesh was standing. Adagab, on the contrary, Yesh Be'er Gimel Rishona Mashem Hashoyom Yoshev. What does he say? He says, if you look at the Mishnah, it's Rosh Hashanah. It says there in the Mishnah that two people saw, came up to base or whatever, and well, then, if it was the Dayanim who saw, Moishivin Mechavereya Meitzel Ayochid, they sat down when they made Kiddush HaKadosh. It says two Eidim should stand and the base they were sitting. So he says, what's the Mogen Avraham tells us, you know, the Rav stands when he says, when he's Mevoik HaKadosh. Even though it's not really Kiddush HaKadosh, but similar to Kiddush HaKadosh, that you stand. He says, you think you stand? If you look at the Mishnah, you sit. And he remains with Akasha. What's going on here? Why do you stand? Why is there this halacha? Even if it would be Kiddush HaKadosh, you still don't stand. Good Akasha. So we've got Kasha number one. Well, we have the Ochner, we want to understand. We've got Kasha number two, the Sameach, why we don't repeat Yalav Yavai second night. And now we have Rebbe Akiva Eger's Kasha, that why on earth standing when Kiddush HaKadosh was sitting. And let me please share with you one more Kasha, and then maybe we can answer all the Kashas. I mentioned before that how do we know that you can't do Kiddush HaKadosh at night? That you only do it by day? Because he claimed the soul of the Mishnah, the Imamlis is B'yoy, Kiddush HaKadosh is B'yoy. If we look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Ramban, in Mitzvahs HaSei, Kuf Nun Gimel, it says the following. It speaks about the Beis Din. And he quotes a braisa, which says the following, Chilta de Rashbi, Shimon Bar Yochai. V'amru, it says there, Minayim she'ein ma'abri l'sachaydush, that we don't make ibur ha'chaydush, elo b'yoyim, v'ein mekadshin es ha'chaydush elo b'yoyim, that we only make kiddush ha'chaydush b'yoyim. Where do we know that from? Ein mekadshin es kiddush elo b'yoyim. Talmud lo'ima, because it says in the Pasuk, Miyomim Yomimo. This week, Sedra, the Parashat Tefillin, it says, Miyomim Yomimo. So from Miyomim Yomimo must be done by day and not done by night. And the question is an obvious question. Even if there is, because Rambam quotes, a Bechilta or Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that says it, that we learned it out from the Pasuk of Miyomim Yomimo, that it's going to be done by day. But the Gemara says, because of Mishpat, so why does the Rambam not bring down the Gemara's din? Why does he bring down this Pasuk, which is written in a Mechilta? And not only that, let's say there's both, why do we need both Pasukim? Why do we need Miyomim Yomimo and the Mishpat? Why don't we be a different pasuk? Is the Yesod Advarim, which I think Achreinim say, like this. When Beis Din set the new month, could buy no calendars for the whole year, because we never knew what dates will be what. But when the Beis Din would set the new month, what was the format that the Rosh HaBeis Din said, Mekudesh, and there was an audience there in the gallery, Kali saw over there, Mekolom Oinin Achdov, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So there was a sanctification of the Kodesh. The Rosh Beis Din said Mekudesh, and everybody else said Mekudesh, Mekudesh. And how do we know that? The Gemara quotes Psukim for it. There's a pasuk that the Rosh Beis Din has to say it, and there's a pasuk that Klal Yisrael has to say. So we could understand it simply that there was some sort of formality where the Rosh Beis Din had to say something, we had to respond, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, but no real depth in it. But maybe, and there are eyes for it, but not the time for today, that B'emes says there's two things happening at every Kiddush HaKodesh. When we set up the new month, every month, you know what? There's two things happening. One is, we're fixing the calendar. Is it still Teves, or is it Shvat? That basically had to decide to fix the calendar. But not only that, the day itself became Mekudesh. The day itself became sanctified. The day itself became sanctified. It could be that the two jobs were done by two different people. The Rosh Beis Din, when he said Mekudesh, that was to fix the calendar. When Klal Yisrael said Mekudesh, Mekudesh, that was to sanctify the day. And be honest, we learn it out from the Pasuk, Ashetiku Oysom Moyadom Mikoi Kodesh. That the Oysom Klal Yisrael call it Mikoi Kodesh. They do the sanctification of the day, bringing Kedushas Rish Kodesh to the day. The Rosh Beis Din was fixing the month, and Klal Yisrael was sanctifying the month. And this was two different halachas, and that's why there's two psukim. If that is so, then maybe we can understand and we can answer the various kashas. And I'll just go through. If Akiva Eger says, when Beis Din Mekadesh the Kodesh, he was sitting. He wasn't standing. So what are you saying? He should stand. The rabbi should stand like Kiddush HaKodesh. He was sitting. You know what was sitting? Beis Din's Chelek. Beis Din's Chelek was fixing the calendar. Fixing the calendar was halacha on Beis Din. And with halacha on Beis Din, the Dayanim always have to sit. And the Eidim have to stand. And therefore, it was done sitting. But maybe what the Magen Avraham is saying, when the Rav announces Rish Chodesh, we do Dugmas Kiddush HaChodesh, he doesn't mean the fixing of the calendar. He means the Chedek of Klal Yisrael, which was the sanctification of the month. And that was maybe done by Avida. So he says, that's about Avida, it's got nothing to do with the Apostle. That's done standing up, and that's what we're doing. He's being Mekadesh the Chodesh, not fixing the calendar. So therefore, the Kiveges Kasha leichte gemacht. If we take the Kasha of the Eros Sameach, second night, we should repeat. It's already Kodesh. Shemayim does it. The Eros Sameach himself says, I had this Kasha for many years, till I saw a Tosis in Sanhedrin that says that based in Amakadish the Kodesh, Beyoim. Are you based in Shemala? Shemayim is Mekadesh B'yoyim. But he says, why? There's no mishpat there. Maybe the answer lies in the fact that the Rambam brings another pasuk. We said we got two pasukim. One is the pasuk of mishpat, and one is the pasuk of miyomim yomimo. He created the Yisraelu mishpat. You know why? Because there's two things. The pasuk in the Gemara of mishpat, that it's only done by day, that is on the fixing of the calendar, the dinner based in Mishpat. But there's another halacha, the Kedushas HaKodesh, that the day is sanctified. Where do we get the Kedushas HaKodesh from? That sanctification, is that by night? Or is that only by day? We got a new pasuk, Miyomim Yomima, that the Kedushas Rish Kodesh, the main Kedushas Rish Kodesh, is only by day. The Kedushas Rish Kodesh is not there by night. And therefore, even Shemayim, when they do it, so then in the Kedushas Rish Kodesh, Miyomim Yomim was Beyoim. When we say Ya'alev Yavoy and have to repeat, it's only where we say Ya'alev Yavoy because of the Kedusha Sayyim. By night, if we mention Rish Kodesh, it's not because of the Kedusha Sayyim. Because at night, there's no Kedusha. At night, it's not the Kedusha. The main Kedusha Sayyim is Bayoyim. Miyomim Yomimo, even Shemayim, only Bayoyim. Why do we mention it by night? I'll tell you where Rashi and Shabbos. Rashi in Shabbos says, it's not our meaning, it means from the Goyim, but the idea. Atanis, we all know, we say Aneinu, about Tfilah already at Shachris, we say it at Mincha, about Tfilah at Shachris. What about at Maariv? Does one say Aneinu? So Rashi quotes the Goyim say, that you can say by Maariv of the Tanis, Afa Pisha Oichel Vishoisa, even though you're eating and drinking at night, it's not Tanis till the morning. But it's the day of Tanis, so we mention of the Yom Ma'ura also Aneinu at night. That's our minute. When we say Ya'alev Yavoy at night, it's not even the Tarnis by night. It's not really got the Kedushas Rish Kodesh at night. The Kedushas Rish Kodesh is by day. But it's a Yom Ma'ura, it's a Yom of Rish Kodesh. As a Yom of Rish Kodesh, we say Ya'alev Yavoy by night. When is that look of repeating? That long of a period, it says, well, we've got to say because of the Kedusha Sayyim, because of the sanctification of the day, you've got to say something, you miss it out, you've got to repeat. But where it's just mentioning it, because it's that day, like Aneinu at night, which Kedusha at night, there we don't repeat. So therefore, what the Ismail says, but Oidi was Shver, why we don't repeat at night? Because at night, there's the Kedusha. Even if based in Shomar do, Miyomio Mimo, the Kedusha is only by day. If that is so, we come back to our Orach Lener and our Sudas Rish Kodesh, which I'm sure we all are waiting for now, our Sudas Rish Kodesh, with a guest, the cover that we can give it, as it's our Lachas Shulchan Aruch. But you know what he says? That maybe you can only fulfill it by day. Last night's supper won't have done it. Why? Because Ein Mekadshin Ela B'Yoyim. What does he mean? Because you can only be Mekayim the Seuda where there's the Kedushas Rish Kodesh. Last night was yet Kedushas Rish Kodesh. Now this morning there's Kedushas Rish Kodesh. Okay, so then he says that's when we can fulfill the Suda. As we mentioned before, obviously we don't necessarily have to have a whole Suda. If we are moist, if we add anything to our normal thing, like we gave out wine, whatever it may be, but there is an idiom of Suda Rish Kodesh, and Mishmur says whatever we marve is better. So today we've got Kedushas Rish Kodesh Shvat. In case we didn't change any begodim last night, I'd say maybe the same thing. I don't know, it doesn't say about the Gaon when he put on his Shabbos hat. But I would say according to this, by day, maybe we should have one different beged. But by night of Rish Kodesh, not a different beged. I do know that we have one member in here who always changes for Rish Kodesh. We heard that years ago, like one of the begodim. But here we've got the source of it. But it's a din, halacha by day, not necessarily halacha by night. And let us all hope that we'll all have a very good Chodesh, and that we should be kai mitzuda, it should be all the good ashpots.